In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, the Lord Jesus Christ is close to going to the cross. And before he went to the cross, he spent a lot of his time with his disciples, talking to them about events to come. In John's Gospel, we read about him speaking at length about the coming of the Spirit of God and giving the disciples an assurance that he was in control and he would send another comforter. And then in Matthew 24, the disciples and our Lord are sitting on the top of the Mount of Olives. And they begin to talk about things in general. And then one of the disciples says, "Lord, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world," or the end of the age? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And the Lord was very gracious, and he didn't just give one sign, but he gave many, many, many signs that would point to the last days, the end of the world, the end of the age. It will culminate in the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And society before Christ comes back is going to be a difficult place for the Christian. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And here in Matthew 24, the Lord speaks about all sorts of things that will happen even before his coming. First of all, he says, "Take heed that no man deceive you." There'll be widespread deception. Multitudes will be deceived. In fact, the apostle said, if it were possible, even the very elect of God would be deceived, if that were such a thing as being possible. And then he goes on to say, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ." False cults, false religious leaders, false movements under the guise of Christianity, false prophets, and all sorts of people will come in God's name and in Christ's name, and yet they're deceivers. It's always important to get a biblical answer. Then he goes on to say, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled." He says, "Nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be pestilences and earthquakes in divers places." And he gives this long, lengthy list of signposts that point to the end time, that point to the coming again of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Read Matthew 24 for yourself. We don't have time today to go into it all, but it's like reading today's newspaper or tomorrow's newspaper. A little boy once was speaking to his father. His father was going away for a business trip for quite a few months, and the little boy was going to miss his dad, of course. He says, "But Dad, when are you coming back again?" His dad says, "I'm coming back in the autumn." He says, "Whenever you look to the trees and you see the leaves change from green to yellow to gold to brown to red, and they fall off the trees," he says, "those leaves changing their colour, that will be the sign of my coming again." And so towards the end of the summer, the wee boy was getting excited on into the early autumn as he watched the leaves change colour, because he knew his beloved father would be back soon. And I think as we look at our world today and all the things that are going on, the leaves are changing colour. The signposts are there pointing to the coming again of Jesus Christ. And in light of it all, the Saviour said, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." God bless you, and make sure that you're ready. Trust Christ today as your Saviour.